So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of Chatzis Shir and examines the machlekes of Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Kufa, Chatzis Shir. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Asa Min HaTor. Rish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTor. Rabbi Yechanan says that eating or drinking less than the minimum amount of an Isser, although not punishable, is nevertheless biblically forbidden. Rish Lakish holds that eating less than a Shir is Mutter Min HaTor, but Asa Min Rabban. The Gemara gives two explanations for the machlekes. First, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Asa Min HaTor, Kivin Chazi leads to Rufe Isuru Ka'achal. Since one can add to the Chatzis Shir and complete the Shir, it is considered an Isser. Rish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTor, Achila Amar Rachmana Veleka. The Torah specified eating, and less than a Shir is not considered eating. Second, Rabbi Yechanan quotes a brayso which states that Chatzis Shir is derived from the Pasuk, Kol Chelev Shir V'Chesev V'Eiz Loise Chelev, Kol Chelev, all Chelev should not be eaten, even the Chatzis Shir. Rish Lakish responds, Midrabanan, the cross machlebi alma. This price is not saying that chatzis shir osam na teira. It is only osam midrabanan, and the pasuk is merely an asmachta and not a proper source from the Torah. The Gemara then returns to the chamishi inuyim that are forbidden on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak on the previous daf states, Yom Kippurim aser ba'achilu b'shtia, uvrechitza, uvesicha, uvenil sasandu, uvetashmash amita. The following are forbidden on Yom Kippur: eating and drinking, bathing, anointing oneself with oil, wearing shoes, and marital relations. The Gemara had questioned the Mishnah's use of the word asr b'achilu b'shtia, as opposed to chayiv, because it is not merely asr, one is chayiv karas for eating or drinking on Yom Kippur. The Gemara there gave the first answer, l'nitzucha el chatzis shir. The Mishnah wants to teach that even a chatzis shir is forbidden, and since a chatzis shir is not punishable, the Mishnah used the term asr. The Gemara now gives a second answer, based on the following braisa. Although all chamisha inuim are aser, one is chayav karas only for achila v'shtia. Therefore, kiketani aser ashar. The Mishnah used the term aser because of the other inuim. The Gemara then goes on to explore the sources for the chamisha inuim on Yom Kippur. There are two psukim in Parshas Achrei Mois which read as follows. As we see, the Torah does not mention specific inuyim. The Torah just says in general, you shall afflict yourselves. Therefore, perhaps you might infer that the inuim of Yom Kippur include inflicting discomfort upon ourselves, such as sitting in an extremely hot or cold area. The inuim of Yom Kippur are not that we actively inflict discomfort upon ourselves, but rather that we refrain from certain pleasures, such as eating and drinking. The Gemara brings an alternate teaching. Ta'anus nafshei seichem. The pasuk refers to inuim similar to the isurim of pigul and noiser, which are isuri karas for eating, implying that eating and drinking are the only inuim which carry a karas penalty on Yom Kippur. This isur, however, is not limited to pigul and noiser, but applies to all food, because the second pasuk, v'nisim es nafshei seichem, includes all food or drink. The Gemara also derives this concept from a pasuk in Parshas Emor. V'havadati es ha-nefesh ahi, inui shehu avedes ha-nefesh, ve'ezezez zechil v'shtia. The Torah comes to specify an inui, which is connected to avedes ha-nefesh, which refers specifically to eating and drinking. Rishmol brings the following source. Nemar kan inui, v'nemal ha-lan inui. In Parshas Ekev, the pasuk says, v'ya'ancha v'yarivecha, clearly stating that inui refers to inui ra'avin, the pain of hunger or refraining from eating. So too, Ta'anas Nafshei Seichem is referring to Inu Ravin, refraining from Iachila Veshtiyah. Thus we have the source for the Isra Achila Veshtiyah on Yom Kippur, clearly an Isra Deiraisa. There's a Machlokes Rishonim whether the other Inuim are Asim Deiraisa or only Asim Rabban. The Gemara in Amar Aleph cited the following Braisa. Minayin Li Yom Kippur Mish'asra Berechitza Besicha uvenila sasandu uvetashma shamita tamalimer shabbosayin shvus. The other inuim are derived from the word shabbosayin, and as Rashi explains, As Acham added Isurim of Shvus to the Isuri Derais of Shabbos, so too, additionally, Inuim are added to the Isuri Karas of Achila V'Shtiyah. Rashi seems to be saying that the other Inuim are only Asim Drabbanim. The Gemara further on Daf Ayin Vav derives the other Inuim from various Pesukim, indicating that they are Asim Deraisa, unless we say that those Pesukim are Smachta B'Yama. Since the Man was mentioned, the Gemara brings another Pasuk there in Parshas Ekev. What was the affliction of the man? Reb Ami v'Rabasi. We cannot compare someone who has bread readily available in this basket to someone who does not. And with the man, B'nai Yisrael needed betachin that the man was coming anew each day. We cannot compare someone who sees what he's eating to someone who does not see what is eating. And with the man, a person could sense in the man the taste of whatever food he would imagine. However, he did not see that particular food. As such, the pleasure was somewhat diminished. Rav Yosef mekan remez l'sumen sha'ochel me'in sevein. Rav Yosef learns from this pasuk that a blind person cannot be fully satisfied from his food. Rav Zeri supports this from the pasuk, toiv mari inayim mahalach nefesh. Eating while seeing the food is greater than enjoying the food without seeing it. The Gemara cites another teaching based on this pasuk, Amr Shlakish, Toiv Mare Einayim Be'isha Yesim Gufei Shal Ma'isa Shenema Toiv Mare Einayim Halach Nafesh. Feasting one's eyes improperly is more damaging than committing an actual sin, as we learned earlier in the Masechta that Hehura Avera Kasha Me'Avera.